Welcome back to the Press Box and another edition of our countdown to Derby 151. A week away, Buzzman, just a week away from Derby 151. We're counting down all 20 that are headed to the post. And this day, on this day, we're going to do Burnham Square, the winner of the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes, and Tiztastic. A big winner of the Louisiana Derby for trainer Steve Asmussen. So back to my host, as always, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gene, great to be with you again today, and great to be with you for another McLean's Look at Derby 151. It is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so let's go ahead, get started today. What are we at, like 8 or 9 or something like that?
We're counting down real fast, Buzzman.
What's that?
I said we're counting down real fast.
We are. We need to because the days are running out. But how about Burnham Square?
You know, Burnham Square is really an interesting horse to look at when you look at his chances of winning this year's Derby. For trainer Ian Wilkes, Ian was an assistant trainer to Carl Nasker when Nasker's famous speech to Francis Ginter and Unbridled won the Derby. You know, he kept yelling, "You're going to win the Derby, Mrs. Ginter. You're going to win the Derby, Mrs. Ginter." And Ian Wilkes was part of that team that got Unbridled to the winner's circle and the Garland of Roses. So, he is no stranger to being around really good horses, and he's no stranger to being around really good Derby horses. So, you know, Burnham Square, I said, is an interesting horse because of a couple of factors, Buzz. He has the style I love, and I think if you look at him on the racetrack, he is a gorgeous horse, and he is feeling great. I mean, he's tucked up. He looks like a night piece on a chessboard, and he is holding his flesh and skin, looks great. He just looks fabulous. But he will become the 120th gelding to run in the Kentucky Derby. And only 9 geldings out of the previous 119 have won the Derby. The last one to win the Derby as a gelding was in 2009 when Calvin Borrell on the rail brought Mind That Bird into a big upset win in the Kentucky Derby in 2009. And you know how I'm a historian when it comes to the Kentucky Derby and odds and everything else. And that's a hole in the page for me for Burnham Square. Not to say he can't do it and not to say that I won't use him, but I'm going to have to discount him in a way because history tells me 9 out of 119 ain't a real good percentage. You can do the math, but it's just after this will be the 151st Kentucky Derby, so I'm sure there were a lot more geldings that ran early than have run in it lately because of what it does for your stallion career. So, but let's look at Burnham Square's race results, Buzzman, for a quick moment. He's raced 6 times in his life. He's won 3, second once, third once. He's only missed. He ran 4th in the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth down at Gulfstream Park, which is a speed-favoring track. There's no doubt that Burnham Square, as he showed in the Grade 1 Toyota, wants to come from well out of it. He was last in the Fountain of Youth. He did get up to the 4th, beaten about 3 lengths. So he did make up some ground in the Fountain of Youth, but he was well beaten by Sovereignty that day. And Neokos, who now looks like he's on the 21st bubble trying to get in this year's Kentucky Derby. So, he did come back. And like I said, he did run back after that Fountain of Youth in the Toyota Bluegrass, but he went from last to first over another speed-favoring track and beat the speed horse that day, East Avenue. I know a lot of people have been high on East Avenue coming out of the Toyota. If you're high on him, which is nothing more or less than a speed horse who ran his best two races at Keeneland. You got to love Burnham Square. And Burnham Square has the ability, I think, to definitely get the mile and a quarter distance. It's whether or not, you know, he can get the ride and get the openings. But we do know that Brian Joseph Hernandez, who rode Burnham Square to victory in the Toyota Bluegrass, can win the Kentucky Derby, don't we, Buzz?
We absolutely do. And he certainly has done that. So in your figure, I know you're not picking Burnham Square to win, but do you use him at all?
Yeah, I definitely use him. When you look at my rankings, Buzzman, I think I'm pulling him up right now. I've got Burnham Square number 9. I asked the question, can he get the same trip that he got in the Bluegrass? And the answer to that question right now is, why can't he? I definitely going to be a big Sovereignty guy on top and bottom. And I'm going to use Sovereignty as my key horse. And I'm going to use him with about 7 or 8 other horses. Try to hit some big shots with some of them. And then I'll cover myself, underneath Sovereignty underneath. And then I'll take all those horses that I'm going to use and just kind of use them in a pick three or a parlay or a spread bet, like a pick five or something else, to give me some cover just in case, Sovereignty gets caught up in the traffic and just not his day. So I'll be alive in some of my exotic plays, but Sovereignty is going to be my number one play. I've been on him since the first of the year. There's nothing that gives me indication that he can't win it. And I just think he's the best horse in the Derby. I know everybody is touting Journalism. I like Journalism. He's my number two pick. But Burnham Square, I've got right now at number 9. I'm probably going to use up to 10 or 9 horses under and over Sovereignty that it goes to either Publisher or Citizen Bull. I don't know which one of those two I might use. Publisher is a maiden. We've talked about that. Citizen Bull he went way too fast in the Santa Anita Derby, but he has looked like a bull. And since arriving at Churchill, I think the cooler temperatures in the morning have picked this horse's head up for trainer Bob Baffert, and I am not going to throw Citizen Bull, the 2-year-old champ, completely out. So I'm probably going to use and we'll get to my betting strategy at the end of this rundown, but Burnham Square is certainly going to be in the mix in my plays.
Okay, so we have talked about Burnham Square, and the other horse that we want to focus on today is Tiz Tactic.
There's heart. This is what I look at when I go through Derby horses, Buzzman. And I'd say in my story of whether or not I like them or not, is there a hole in their program? Is there a question in their makeup or whatever? Tiz Tactic is by Tiz the Law. And Tiz the Law was a Derby favorite that everybody jumped on. He was a New York bred. And I kept asking the question all week that week of Derby week, how many New York breds have won the Derby? And at that time, it was 140-some years. And I said, there's been one. And I just jumped off Tiz the Law. Well, Tiz Tactic is by Tiz the Law, and he's out of a Taffet mare. So, Tiz the Law has gotten off to a really solid start. He's trained by Steve Asmussen. Well, Asmussen's 0-26 in the Derby. Now, he's won three. He's run second, I think, 3 times and maybe 2/3. But Gunrunner was a second. Asmussen's 0-26. Tiz the Law he was a really nice horse. He ran 3rd in the Derby. But the thing that really punches my hole in Tiz Tactic for me, Buzzman, is that really this was a grass horse. From his first 3 races, he ran on the grass at Saratoga. He obviously ran twice at Kentucky Downs. He won the Kentucky Downs Juvenile, which is a big, big race. So obviously he was a grass horse when he started. Now he converted over to the traditional dirt course in the Grade 3 Street Sense, and in that race, Buzzman, he faced a horse named Sovereignty.
Okay.
And Sovereignty went from last to win that race, going away by over 5 lengths. Now, in that race, Tiz Tactic did edge out by a neck. a horse named Sandman. So, I mean, obviously three of the top contenders for this year's Derby. But Tissastic, I'll be honest, Buzzman, I think this horse is going to end up back on the grass. I think he's an outstanding grass horse. Maybe the best three-year-old grass horse going a distance of ground. And I just think that, you know, maybe the connections are taking a shot on the dirt to see if he can win the Derby. Now winning the Grade II Louisiana Derby and running, you know, obviously puts him in this Kentucky Derby. That was the race that put him in. But I go back and I look at the field that he beat in the Louisiana Derby, Buzzman. There's Chunk of Gold, who ran second. I've got, I think, 18th or 19th in my rankings. Instant Replay, who's not in the Derby. John Hancock, who's not in the Derby. And Built, who just declared out of the Derby on Friday to go instead in the Pet Day Mile. So who did Tissastic beat in the Louisiana Derby? And these are key components of my handicapping is going back to see who you've beaten, if you've beaten other contenders in the race, or have you lost to other contenders in the race? Now, that being said, again, I want to reiterate, I'm not bashing on any horse in the Derby. I'd love to have any one of the 20 and maybe any one of the top 100. I mean, but when you go to handicapping the Kentucky Derby, you've got to throw, I think, emotion and feelings out, and you got to get down to real numbers and how they got to where they are. And for me, you know, Burnham Square's big hole is he's a gelding, and history speaks against geldings. Doesn't mean he can't run a big race. Can't mean that he can't win. There's been 9 geldings to win. But if you look at Tissastic, his big wins have come on the grass. And to me, I do a number that is a major number in my handicapping calculations. And people say, well, what do you look at first? I look at earnings per start, number of dollars per start. Well, this horse has raced 8 times. He's won $1.5 million, so he factors out to almost $200,000 per start, right?
Correct.
But if you look at those, two of the wins came on grass at Kentucky Downs. So you throw those, I mean, in the Kentucky Downs Juvenile, he got was almost $1 million race. He got right at $600,000 in that race alone. So, you know, I think the horse's numbers reflect what my opinion is. And then I think Tissastic is already and will be one of the best distance grass horses in our country, which we don't breed and race a lot of them anymore.
That's
against
right.
The Irish. We don't win many of those big races anymore, but I think Tissastic could end up the end of the year for the Winchell Thoroughbreds and Mr. John Magnier and Michael Tabor and Derek Smith. I think he could end up as one of the best grass horses, but we ain't handicapping for grass on the first Saturday in May. So my question about Burnham Square is he's a gelding. My question about Tissastic is he's a better grass horse. So I'm still going to use them underneath and over in a little bit, but they're not as significant plays as I might have with some others is what I'm trying to get to, Buzz.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. And, of course, all Gene's daily breakdown, the latest information, handicapping, odds, breeding, you can find it all right here at the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our McLean's Preview to Derby 151 is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, who do we have tomorrow?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to as we go through there. We're starting to eliminate some of the holes that in the program that I call in the handicapping program, and we're going to go with Sandman, winner of the Grade One Arkansas Derby. He's a big gray son of Tappet. He's got the pedigree, obviously. He's a beautiful coat. He will take lots of action. There will be many people on Derby Day that just bet him because he's such a brilliantly beautiful gray. And I think he'll be overbet, but he is certainly a beautiful horse. And we're going to look at him, and we're going to look at Tappan Street, the winner of the Grade 1 Florida Derby, which has really become, I think, one of the biggest lead-ups into the Derby. He held off our number one pick in that race, although he was coming late in Sovereignty. He could be a huge Derby play. I'm really going to be interested to see what the crowd does with Tappan Street, because I think most of the action is going to be on Journalism. He will be the favorite. I think second favorite will be Sovereignty. So Tappan Street's likely to be the third favorite. I want to see in comparison what the odds are and the differential. Tappan Street, a son of Into Mischief, so pedigree is there as well. If you look down through there, Sovereignty's by Into Mischief, Tappan Street's by Into Mischief, Citizen Bull is by Into Mischief. So three really top contenders by the greatest sire in the world currently in the Stallion Barn over at Spindthrift. But we're going to deal with Sandman and Tappan Street, and Brad Cox trains one of these. Can you name the one?
Sandman.
Nope, Tappan Street. You had a 50-50 shot. But, you know, I know when we come down to that final day, you're going to have your choice is going to be primed and ready to go just as Thunder Snow bucked his way all the way down the stretch, cleaving the gate.
Yeah, but then he redeemed himself, too. Love you, man.
Yes, love you. And, you know, this program is brought to you by Dave Buzzy Baker, who is with us every single day as we lead up to
it. Dear sweet God, love you. Talk to
the
you later.
The Hall of Famer, that I like to say.
See you, Mike.
See you, my friend. Take care.